addition to a single-family home. On May 19, 2008, a Division I permit was issued to Frank for a garage. On October 13, 2020, right before our new zoning change, the Planning Commission approved a Division II special use permit for a single-family home for nightly rental use requested by F.A. Rentals, LLC, Kenwells. So that's why the new owners are here. It's being sold. They've lost their ability to do this without special request.
It went away.
Exactly. So let me kind of show you where we're at. So we got T Highway off 76. Almost to the end. Here's the property right here. Kind of highlighted it for you. Little bit closer. Got a house right to its south and one to its north, I guess northeast. A little bit of a close-up, kind of got a little dog leg in their property, so this owner here kind of goes behind them a little bit, and theirs goes to the water. Got a circle drive, and I drove by there today. They got some privacy fence here to park behind. Got your little zoning layer here. Got a lot of A1. We got a little bit of nightly rental. Don't think it's been developed yet, but it's got the zoning. Got some RR1 over here, and it looks like a little bit of R1 way down here. This is the drawing they submitted. I think a lot of this has to do, they're trying to get a new septic into the house. I think they had a failure, so they're in the process of working through that with our septic program that we have in our planning and zoning department now. And with that, I'll let the applicant come up and turn it over to them.
Good evening. My name is Irvin Decker. This is my wife, Colleen. And just like you said, I mean, we're basically just asking to continue what's already in place. The previous owners have been renting this for 5 years now. Give you a little bit of background for ourselves. I mean, we've been looking for a place not just for rental purposes, but basically for our own vacation. We love coming to Branson. We come up here every year. We do quite a bit. I don't know if you're familiar with polishing the pulpit. It's one of the Church of Christ deals that have been taking up here for the last 3 years. So we want to get quite a bit involved into that. But any house that sits for a period of time without being used can fall apart. So a way of offsetting our cost and different things like that, then we looked at it as something that we could use as a vacation plus a rental. So that we were aware of everything that was going on. We rented the house before we made an offer on it. So that way we were aware of all the conditions that they have, what they use, and how they work with the neighbors and different things like that, so that we can make sure that we could maintain that. So there should be no changes in anything of what that neighborhood is already used to. The only thing that we might do is put a little bit more restrictions just because of our background. So
where do you live at?
We live in Oklahoma, Edmond, okay. Oklahoma.
So have you identified, if you were to get approval for this, who would manage the property?
We hope to use everybody that they already have in place. In fact, the neighbors are here. They do some of the things there. We've already talked with them, and I hope to be able to continue everything. Otherwise, we'll be looking at some of the management properties that do that. I'll probably reach out to some of the local churches and see if anybody at the Branson Church of Christ or Hollister or something like that has anybody that would want to do that. So, be able to use locals to increase that as well.
That'd be a requirement, right, Cody? Would
it
be
is.
An identified
yes.
manager
mm-hmm.
to
24/7.
Yeah. So.
Not that it matters. Did you know when you bought it that you would have to come to re-up for a conditional use permit?
No, we were told that all we had to do is just sign a piece of paper and it would continue. But one of the things about it, too, is, I mean, we're pretty strict on ourselves. So that's why, as he mentioned, the septic system, you know, I want to make sure that everything's improved. And had the other people continued renting, you would have had septic that had been leaking in forever. So nobody knew it had a problem until I paid for the inspection. We want to make sure that everything's nice, and that's why we're looking at this, is for the beauty. And so we certainly don't want it to be nasty.
So you mentioned you have, is there people signed up to speak on behalf for against this? So why don't you guys have a seat, and we'll let them all come up, and then we'll follow up with some additional questions for you. Any preference on who goes first? You want to start over here? Anybody on this side over here?
Oh,
yes. And we'll just work our way back and come back around.
I need some nudes. So my name is Charlie Ott. I live directly, I forget what you said, but it's east or northeast, right, whatever you said. I live at 5595, which is directly beside the property that we're talking about. Okay. I moved there in January of 2021. When Eagle Perch started their business. I'll be honest, when I first moved in, I was like, oh, I didn't know exactly how I felt about living by an Airbnb in it. We had just dropped a large chunk of change for the property next door. But I want to talk to you a little bit about what I've learned. You know, what I've learned is I live in a vacation destination, and people come here to spend their money. And it works out great for families beside of us. I watch them celebrate, have great times. We've had zero problems over there. Literally, I've never had to call the law. I have called the law, but it's been for locals. Like, one gentleman tried to break in our home when we were there. So I want you to know that this house rents frequently, and I've never had to call the law. So that's important. I don't know what you will hear after me. Some people might bring up traffic. There's no additional traffic. Like in today, people going to this home, they use their GPS. We all use our GPS. I use my GPS to come here today. So I do see turnarounds. So my kitchen window faces this property. Actually, the people that get screwed on the turnarounds of the people purchasing this house, because people will come from down at Long Beach. We live at a dead end. They forget something. Guess where they breeze through? They have a horseshoe driveway. They breeze through their horseshoe driveway, go back home. So I don't know what you'll hear about traffic, but we really don't have an additional traffic issue either. Really, these folks are going to be the ones that have the people breezing through their driveway fast to go back down. One of the things that I am passionate about this particular house, the cost that they rent at for and what you all assigned as an occupancy, I'll be honest, I didn't even know that that was a thing. But what you guys have the current occupancy at and what that house rents for, we don't get riffraff. Mainly what we see there are families that come together. It's usually grandma, grandpa, and their kids and their grandkids. We don't have big parties. Literally, we've had no issues. We're kind of like the live-in on-property helpers of this property. So there's times that Ken and Pam would call me and say, hey, I got somebody checking in. Can you go start a fire in the fireplace? And I'm like, what? But I would go start the fire in the fireplace. We're going to do the same thing for these folks. So I guess if I had to say it, I'm pro for it. When I came in today and I saw all those people, I thought, what the hell? Sorry. All these people are here for this meeting. And I was shocked about that. I'm glad to see that they're not, because I would venture to say that if you went and asked our neighbors, they don't even know that's a nightly rental. I bet you they don't, the majority of them. And I'm sure I'm at my 4 minutes, and that's all I got to say.
All right.
Thank
Good
you
job.
For listening. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Who else has signed up? Anyone? Ma'am?
Good
My name is Susan Chapman. I live at 5619 State Highway T. The aunts there live between me and the nightly rental. Okay. So a nightly rental is not compatible in this neighborhood. There's no lighting for when people come down the highway in the dark. Lots of animals going back and forth. This is all residential. I've lived there for 33 years. When these people come, they get lost, and they come to my house because I got the big circle drive. They come in through my circle drive because they got to go back and get back to where they thought they were renting. Also, when they're there, lots of times they'll bring their dogs with them, or they'll go for a family walk. And while they're walking, they happen to notice I have a really big dog. What it is about the dog, I don't know. I mean, he's pretty, but they have to come in and be the dog whisperer. They want to come and show how brave they are to put their hand over the fence. I got an electric fence on this dog, 6-foot fence. And then they've got their dog, and the dog is, like, jumping at the gate. Well, the fence is inside the electric part, but the gate, the electric part, is on the outside. So the little dog gets zapped. I mean, if it's regular neighbors, you know these people. And again, I've been there 33 years. People are on vacation. The music goes on. The fireworks go on. There's no, oh, probably we should tone it down. It's 10 o'clock. We all live with our neighbors. No, we've got different strangers there every week. And I would have come to say no to this when the first people got it changed, but I never got a letter. And I didn't get a letter this time either. I'm just here now because I do object. Again, if you look at the whole neighborhood, it's all residential. It's all small family farms that are residential. And what surprised me most with the Otts, my neighbors, and they're very sweet people, but they called me because I used to work for the county. And as you see the land behind this lot, the people that were doing the nightly rental cut down all the trees and set them on fire. And then they went back to Wichita, and the fire kept going up to the aunt's porch. And she was very upset. What do I do? I said, you know, the county can't help you. You have to call your insurance company. But now they've been working for these people, you know. And one last thing I'll tell you. Because they come from out of town, they'll hire anybody just to do the grass, whatever. They decided they were going to poison all the grass in the ditch because they didn't want to take care of that. And then also that happened, the Otts also poisoned the ditch for them. And so when the rain came, it eroded the ditch. And so in front of my house, right there between me and the Otts, the drainage ditch, you used to be able to drive in to get to the electric pole. White River always drove from the highway in across my ditch to get to the big pole. They can't do that now because when they poisoned everything, it eroded everything so bad, and Todd Lorenz at the highway department actually filled the ditch in front of my house with big white rocks to stop because it had undermined the highway. So again, as a resident, and it's always been a residence, you know, like I said, I've been there 33 years. I knew the people that built that house. We didn't have problems, but when you've got people from out of town trying to manage it from afar, and this is a residential neighborhood, so you don't have anybody monitoring things, there is no reason for zoning if we're not going to follow it, honestly. It's just one of the reasons why I know they did the nightly rental zoning in certain sections altogether was also because that's where the sheriff's department can be at, or in the fire department, they know to go in those zones to keep track. But, you know, one last thing on the picture, if you ever see a picture of this house, to get a nightly rental, and they put a barrier up in front of the driveway there, you can kind of see it. That's the Otts house. So they did that, and you can't see people's cars, and that's good. However, you can also come down and sell things from that garage or from that house. I mean, who's to stop people? If money's no object, and you want to come down from out of town and go into